Broad Street Bully Podcast, talking Flyers hockey.
Hey, what is going on, everybody? It is episode 300, I don't even, whatever, of the Broad Street Bully Podcast, and it is just Doyle this week. My other two co-hosts are slackers and couldn't get together for an episode because they were, you know, busy pulling kittens out of trees and saving people from buildings on fire. But actually, they were just hungover because they're idiots. They don't know how to drink and hydrate, apparently. But so you're stuck with me, and it's, you know, you can't not put out an episode before that's like the eve of the season. So I'm going to do my best to put out, like, I don't know, 20 to 30 minutes of a podcast for you guys. So it's basically, I'm going to be trying my hardest not to do a Bill Burr impression this entire time. But I'm sure it's going to come out at some point, and I can't wait for the three people listening to this in their cars just yelling "hack" every time I make some sort of sound or reference like him. But I'll try and go off the usual script that we use, which isn't really a script because, let's be honest, we don't know what the hell we're doing. We usually just wing it. But as far as the Flyers preseason, it concluded on, let's see, what was that, Friday night. They played the Capitals. Their final record for the preseason was 2-3-1, and they lost to the Capitals. Now, if you're a social media user like myself, you know, the Twitter sphere was complaining about how the team looked. They weren't fans of, I guess, how the team looked playing that game. I will say I didn't really watch the whole game, but I did see highlights of it, and Cam Atkinson, really looking forward to see how he plays this year, because I think as he displayed Friday, he's been what every Flyers fan has been wanting for the last ever, because they finally have a sniper, which is, there's my first Bill Burr impression, and then the last, so, but yeah, he's, the dude just shoots a puck, shoots first, asks questions last, that's what I love about him, and hopefully, you know, he had a few down years, but he's a previous 40 goal scorer, so I'm hoping he can put up anywhere close to that, and hopefully over 30, The other big news that happened was Morgan Frost got sent down to the AHL, which was apparently a big thing. If Jeff was here right now, he'd probably be saying Morgan Frost stinks and he's never going to amount to anything. But he's not here, so ha. Fuck you, Jeff. But yeah, he's getting sent down. He, you know, played okay. He didn't really impress anybody offensively, but defensively he seemed okay. He actually has put on some pounds so he can, you know, throw the body around a little bit. And, you know, that's good, but he's got to be playing. They want him to be a top six center, and can't be doing that without any offensive game, which is, you know, supposed to be his big thing. So he got sent down. That was, you know, a lot of people freaking out now because, God forbid, Nate Thompson has to play a lot of minutes. And, you know, your center depth looks a little grim with Derek Brassard and Scott Laughton and Nate Thompson filling in as your 2, 3, and 4 centers. So I will admit the Flyers definitely have their work cut out for them until Kevin Hayes gets back. And yeah, hopefully it's sooner than later. He started rehab skating with the team. So hopefully it's a 4-week injury instead of a 6-week injury. And let's see, what else? I guess I could talk about my weekend. Really going to be pulling for content here so I can fill a allotted amount of time, so it's actually worth listening to episode, even if you're still listening at this point. Watch the Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder fight Saturday night. Great fight. Deontay Wilder, I've never seen, I don't know how that guy made it to the 11th round in that fight. But oh my God, he looked like he was knocked out on his feet so many times. And you know, he almost knocked out Tyson Fury twice. So that was probably one of the best boxing matches I've seen in a very long time. I also just love how Tyson Fury, I mean, I really like Deontay Wilder just because of, you know, he's got knockout, crazy knockout power, just bricks for hands. But Tyson Fury is just like, just was talking so much shit after the post fight. And it's just like, I was with one of my buddies and we just started like talking about how that was so funny. And like, then we started going all through, like, you know, it's very reminiscent of like Conor McGregor and like Conor McGregor talking shit after he won, especially when he beat Eddie Alvarez. And he was like interviewing with Joe Rogan afterwards and said, he was like, I just want to take the time to apologize to absolutely nobody. And then just went on like a great rant. That was just so awesome to see. That dude is just a great shit talker too. But yeah, going back to that fight is crazy. I don't know how boxers can do stuff like that, or really any fighting person, to just get hit in the face multiple times and, you know, still be able to stand up after. I'd probably get hit in the face once and just, you know, quit or be knocked out, either one. Just no thanks. Let's see, what else did I played softball Sunday. You know, didn't have a great hitting performance, but I did okay for being old and not athletic anymore as I used to be. I just finished driving, and as I was driving home, I had somebody behind me who had their high beams on, and I don't know if they had them on purpose or, like, you know, they just had them on because their low beams like were out or something. But I don't know, I'm just like still seeing spots from it, which is very annoying. But like, I don't know if this has happened to anybody else or if it's just me, but that really like bugs me, because like when somebody's driving like right behind you and they have their high beams, it's like all you can see, like in your mirrors. And you know, I really just, like, every time that happens to me, I always just think like I want bad things to happen to that person behind me, but not like anything like horrific, you know, just like, you know, maybe that guy wakes up tomorrow and just as soon as he like goes to take his first sip of coffee at work, it just spills all over his shirt and his shirt's ruined for the whole day. Or, you know, just like stubs his toe somewhere. Like, nothing horrific, just very inconvenient and annoying, because that's exactly how I felt driving with that guy behind me with his high beams on, or lady, whoever it was. You suck. But anyway, going into the next thing that's Flyers related, I guess, would be the Flyers have claimed a player by the name of Patrick Brown from the Vegas Golden Knights. I have no idea who this person is, but apparently he's a former captain of the Charlotte Checkers. He's played in a few playoff games for the Golden Knights, has scored a couple playoff goals. But the big nugget of information to take away from this is that he went to Boston College with Kevin Hayes and Cam Atkinson. So there's that whole Kevin Hayes thing, basically recruiting everybody to play for the Flyers this year. It's basically, you know, him and all of his friends, which is pretty cool. But I guess the main reason for the Flyers to claim him was because they're, you know, hurting for forward depth right now, and I guess he's, like, a pretty good center. Maybe he can play third-line center, who knows. But he's got, you know, he's worn the leadership letter, maybe not in the NHL, but in the AHL, so, you know, that's checking off the boxes for Chuck Fletcher. And I guess that means that Garrett Wilson, I believe is his name, who would need a contract if he's on the final roster, which I believe, if you're listening to this episode, is today at 1 p.m. I could be wrong. So don't hold it against me. That if he may not be, if they claimed Patrick Brown, Garrett Wilson needs a contract, and them claiming Patrick Brown basically means that he is either going to get sent down or just released from whatever, I guess, PTO. I don't even know what his contract, his real contract status is with the Flyers and or Phantoms. But I think that puts the Flyers at 48 contracts, 49, somewhere there, but you can only have 50 total. So they still have one open contract space. And I forget if it was Chuck Fletcher or AV said that they plan to open the season with 12 forwards, 6 defensemen, and 2 goalies. So they will not be carrying an extra forward or an extra defenseman. They do start with a 4-game homestand, which I guess kind of makes sense. So, and it's, you know, if we learn anything from the COVID times last year, Chuck Fletcher did a lot of cap saving to bank cap space for further down the season, I guess, for trade deadline purposes, to acquire players, stuff like that. Let's see, what else? Oh, Robin Lehner. Robin Lehner said that he was stream of conscience tweeting, basically, which I kind of get. And, you know, there might be, like, a language barrier there because he is, I think, Finnish or Swedish. I believe Finnish. I could be totally wrong there, but there's definitely a type of almost language barrier there. But the way his tweets were leaded out, they were misconstrued, basically accusing the Flyers coach, Lane Vigneault, being a, you know, his own pill mill, if you will, distributing pills to the players, you know, pulling guys aside, like, hey, man, if you know you need something, I'm your guy, kind of stuff, which AV had to deny in the media, and Robin Lehner clarified that he wasn't saying that AV was a pill pusher, that he just doesn't like the way he treats his players, which apparently could have been, I forget, where I heard this, but it was from a Flyers beat writer that said that the players weren't a fan of the coach's treatment of Carter Hart last year, and I believe Robin Lehner feels the same way about that, so I guess that's what he was saying. So in his stream of conscious tweeting of talking about, you know, players getting pills from organizations, and then just talking about AV being a dinosaur in the next tweet, and then going back to talking about pill stuff again after that, I guess, you know, that kind of got lost in translation. So AV doesn't sell drugs on the side because he said that he doesn't need the extra salary. So I guess that would make sense. I hope he doesn't need the salary. He's making millions of dollars. Let's see. Moving into... yes, the goal songs. So the Flyers have narrowed down their goal song choices to the following. The first choice is Tarzan Boy by Baltimora. I'm a fan. The second choice is Beer by Real Big Fish. Also kind of a fan. Third choice is This Girl by Kungs, I believe is the artist's name. Which is a, you know, more of a electronic song. It's kind of cool. Not really my style. Not really a goal song for me, but I get why people would love it. And that got me to thinking when they put this list out, because everybody hates it, you know. Typical Flyers, they can never do anything right. Excuse me as I take a drink from my water. Yeah, so, you know, typical Flyers, they can never do anything right. They picked three songs that everybody hates. The, you know, everybody wanted Dupe back, but Dupe's not coming back. I wouldn't have mind Dupe, but I definitely, it wasn't my first choice. It's been, we've been there, done that. So reading this list, I kind of got to thinking, like, more along the lines, and I know we've prattled on and rambled about these songs a ton already, but I'm going to keep doing it, one, because I listen to an embarrassing amount of music, and number one, I listen to an embarrassing amount of music, and I like to talk about music, and number two, trying to fill content time here, so if you don't like me talking about music, you can turn it off now. We'll see you next week if you're still a fan. But, yeah. I was thinking about, I don't mind Tarzan Boy. Don't mind Real Big Fish. But I don't understand, if I were the Flyers, I would have went more into a, you know, try to find a band of fame. Because there's plenty of famous musicians from Philadelphia. So there's a ton of choice, whether it's, you know, Hall & Oates, Meek Mill, who else? The Roots, a band called Low Cut Connie, The Wonder Years. I mean, there's plenty to choose from. And to me, you know, why not go the Philly Pride route and just pick something that is local, that, you know, most people should know from Philadelphia? Which I got to thinking, I mean, I saw, you know, some people wanted Came Out Swinging by The Wonder Years, which I guess would be like the end part where they're singing that they came out swinging from a South Philly basement. I like that song a lot, but I wouldn't pick that as a goal song. They would be a tough pick. As much as I like that type of music, and, you know, I listen to that type of music still, and, you know, Taking Back Sunday from when I was in high school, so, you know, that's right up my alley, but I just don't think that would really fit a goal song. I do like it, though, and I like, it kind of reminds me, at least, of what, like, the Devils have done with, I believe, Howl by Gaslight Anthem, I want to say, is their song, which I think has, like, you know, the whole, like, the woeing, which is big for hockey songs. They want the crowd participation to woe along with the woes in the song. So I guess that's why they picked Real Big Fish and Tarzan Boy, because there's a lot of woeing at certain points in that song. The electronic song, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything like that in that. I could be wrong, but I only gave it one, like, quick listen. I was like, oh yeah, the song sounds familiar, and then I kind of just, like, gave up after I was like, yes, I don't really feel this one. I'm sure a lot of people will, but just not for me. And then, you know, let's see. Oh, yeah, so the two songs that I think would have been pretty interesting choices, there's a song by Low Cut Connie, and now I'm just going to start throwing out music as suggestions for people to listen to, basically, like anybody listening to this is going to be like, oh, wow, we're actually going to check this out. But the first one is a song by Low Cut Connie called Boozophilia. That's pretty happy, like, you know, upbeat kind of piano song. The hook of that song is pretty good. I think that would be a good spot for a goal song. But I think the better choice would have been if they picked a song by The Roots off of their album, Do You Want More? The song, Do You Want More? And then they could play the part in the song where Black Thought's, like, just yelling, like, South Philly, do you want more? North Philly, do you want more? Like, I think that would be really good after a goal is scored, like, because obviously Everybody in Philly at that game wants the Flyers to score more goals. So that brings me to my next thought, that the Flyers rigged the election of this this Cole song choice. They rigged the election with whatever three choices they already picked. None of the choices that they played, those were the fan choices, but these three choices were the ones that they picked, and they somehow rigged the election with their online bots casting votes. I don't know. I'm an idiot. Just blasting off at the mouth here. But yeah, I'd be really interested. I'm just curious to see, like, what list of songs that they had that, like, had received significant amounts of votes. Because I love Tarzan Boy as a song by Baltimore. Great song. I think it'll be hilarious if that's their goal song, because it's not very upbeat. Has a ton of woeing in it, which I think is one of the qualities of why they picked it. But yeah, I want to see, like, who actually voted for this song. Like, I just don't see it. I don't see that many people voting for Baltimora Tarzan Boy to be the goal song. Or Real Big Fish, for that matter. I love that song. But that song's, like, kind of depressing. If you read the lyrics of it, it's a guy talking about drinking beer after he broke up with his girlfriend. But who knows? Maybe they'll pick the part where he's like, I think I'll have myself a beer, and then go into all the woeing. But, you know, I guess the best thought about is whatever goal song that ends up getting voted for. Let's just hope we hear it a ton, because that means the Flyers are going to be scoring a ton of goals. Because that's, you know, that's what we all want here as Flyers fans. Am I correct? Anybody? So, yeah. I'll try and give a prediction, I guess, for Friday. Actually, let me see what games they have. This is great radio. Great radio and podcasting. Talk to your imaginary audience with you currently and tell them exactly what you're doing so you can fill the dead air that would be created if you stop talking for any amount of time. Okay, so there will only be one game played, since we'll be recorded by, hopefully, the next game. Flyers play the Canucks Friday at home. Excuse me. And, you know, this is the first Flyers homestand, I feel like, without counting last year, because there were no fans in building in a while. Usually the Flyers end up on the road for the first, like, four games. And it's always a West Coast swing, and all the games start at 10:30, and I'm already asleep and don't really get to see all of them. So this will be pretty great. So they play the Canucks. I'll give a prediction. I'm going to predict that the Flyers win the game 4-3, and Cam Atkinson has two goals. Joel Farabee scores a goal, and the boy, Keith Yandel, scores the fourth goal as he goes for his Iron Man streak. And then the Flyers don't play again until Monday, which will be against the Kraken, and we will have a new podcast for you. So if you're still listening to this, I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen to my rambling about all things Flyers, my personal life, music. There's a ton of music. I could go on for hours about music. And who knows, maybe if the millions and millions of BSB podcast fans like this style of podcast more than with those other two guys, maybe this will happen again sometime. Who knows, right? Because according to some people, I'm the star of the show. So, I mean, why wouldn't you want to hear more of me, right? I mean, that only makes sense. But, yeah, I just want to thank you guys for listening to me. Do I have anything to plug this week? I believe Jeff did a spot on a podcast. He can't do this podcast, but it'll go on somebody else's podcast. Am I right? What a jerk. Guy stinks. But he went on Scuttlepuck podcast, sorry, with Mike Bond, our great Canadian friend, who is a great Canadian, and his hockey podcast is a great listen. Always a great listen. I don't know what's going on with Drew. Drew has probably some sort of comedy thing going on, maybe. But give us a like, maybe a subscribe. I might be talking too early about this. Maybe get new merchandise. So if you, we're trying to whore ourselves out a little bit more. So leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts there, and we'll, send us your review in like a DM on Twitter, maybe, and we'll give you some merchandise. Because let's be serious, who doesn't like free things? So, yeah. Also, if you like this podcast and you like my ridiculous thoughts, follow me on Twitter at PatchesD5. Great tweeting. I tweet maybe once every 2 days. And when the season starts back up, I may tweet only during games. Who knows? But thank you, everybody, again, for listening to this. And hopefully it was a blast for you as much as it was for me. All right, I'll see you guys later.
This has been the Broad Street Bully Podcast with your hosts, Drew Papsky, Jeff, and Doyle. Available anywhere you get your podcasts. Check out BroadStreetBully.net for the latest episodes and daily content about the Philadelphia Flyers. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at the BSB Podcast.
Yeah, da 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 da.